Blog Talk Radio.
Good day, good evening, good afternoon, everyone. From wherever we are, thank you, everyone, for being here on this wonderful day. And today is already September the 4th, 2021. Another really interesting times that we live in. And definitely, as someone had started a long time ago, we are in a new normal, which is not, it's a different normal. It's not a good normal, but it is, well, I guess we can take it in a couple of different ways. Everything that we no longer deserve, all of the bad, the evil is really coming out so that we can, so as we are already moving out of the darkness and into the bright light, the brilliant white light, which we are manifesting now. So today is going to be rather a different type of a call with everyone. And it's interesting because I was, I know that, oh, by the way, happy holiday, happy Labor Day. That's interesting as well. Labor Day. Why are we celebrating Labor Day? Some people are working. Many are not. They're depending on governments to pay their way, so that they don't have to work. The governments in some areas are paying more than what people are making. So why work? Because you're being paid not to work. People don't understand that that's part of the collusion. It's part of the agenda of what we call the cabal. There are so many things. And of course, you know, then we have the scamdemic, pandemic, because this has been planned for so many, many years in regards to that occurring, the mutation, the invention of the virus that not is. And then, of course, to correct that, we have these vaccines that are so harmful and injurious, that contain nanobots, so that, again, the cabal, the evil ones, put themselves in a place to be able to control the people. Today is going to be, as I call it, when I spoke with Zora, it's going to be a big Zora wake-up call. So I want you, everyone, to just kind of enjoy and listen to this call. I think you will be truly uplifted. And, of course, we also have our beloved Dr. Tom, who will inform us of the updates and the RV and anything else he'd like to share with us today. All right. So with that being said, let me go ahead and bring Zoraya first, because we know that Zoraya has an uplifting, inspirational message coming probably from one of Diane Robbins' books. Her books are really all over. It's being sent out worldwide. She now has these books in audio and in Spanish. So for all of you that would like to be able to purchase them, because they are beautiful books, sad and you're feeling, oh my goodness, I'm so frustrated with life, you know, pick up one of her books. They're very uplifting. They bring joy into people's hearts. So that's Diane Robbins with the double N. D-I-A-N-N-E, Robbins, R-O-B-B-I-N-S. DianeRobbins.com is where you can purchase her books. All right. So with that being said, let me go ahead and bring Zareya through. All right. One of these days, we should be able to talk to our computers. Wouldn't that be nice? Okay, here we go. All right, Zareya, we're calling you. Calling Zareya. All right. Let's try that one more time.
Yes, sir. Okay. Hello.
Oh, there's Zareya. How are you, Zareya?
Well, I just got my earpiece in, so I'm fine.
You're fine. Okay. All right. So this is the big call. Like there's the big call, you know, for the RV. This is a big sorrow call.
Well, yeah, but it's not an RV call.
No, well, we'll talk about that when Dr. Child comes. All right.
Right.
So
as far as I know right now, it's not an RV call.
Anyway, so how about we do this? Do you have a passage of one of Diane's books?
Sure.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me just go ahead. And did you want me to put you on mute, Zareya?
No, I'm fine. I just had to get some ice, that's all.
Okay, hold. Okay, all right. Hang in there for a second, everyone. I'm going to put Zareya on hold for a minute. Okay. Go ahead, Zareya. Do whatever you have to do. All right, so I'm going to put you back. Do you have your book? Okay, so she's now Zareya.
I'll have it in a second. Hang on.
Oh, by the way, everyone, for all of you that do not have a headband, because you know Zora is going to be asking about that. He always does. These marvelous creations by our lovely Christine Light. They are truly an amazing gifts that really come from Lemuria, because this is what they wore. And of course, and so we've duplicated them, or Zareya has. And we started bringing this out way back when we first started, back in 2011. And at that time when I heard about it, Billy said, well, you know, we have these Lemurian healing headbands. I said, really? I said, I was really rather curious about it because I'd never even heard of a Lemurian. And it was a headband. And she said that it was very powerful. It was healing. And it would help me in my meditation. So I said, well, I said, okay. I said, well, how much are they? So she said, well, I'll give it to you. I'll give you one. I said, oh, okay. She said, I have to make it first. I said, all right. How long will it take before I can get one? And so she said, well, I will let you know. So over a period of time, we decided, I had a chance to meet Billy or Zareya, and I said, you're giving these? And I said, well, how long does it take for you to make it? Well, first I got to find the copper, and then I have to cut the copper, and then I have to buy a silver coin, and then I have to find the right crystal to put on them, and then I have to find something also so that I can cut it, and then I have to put an elastic over it so it'll fit over people's heads. I said, Wow, that sounds like it's rather time consuming. Well, long story short, it became very popular. I wore it, and since I could feel energy rather quickly, I put it on, and it felt truly amazing, very lifting. And so we used one of the prototypes, not prototypes, but one of the headbands. The one that Zareya has is one that can be used by everyone. It's universal. That's the way it's made. However, when you receive one, it's made specifically for you. So it has your signature on it. And it has your signature on it once you put it on and you go out and you let the sun, you know, beam on the crystal, and that activates it. And it activates it because it goes through this crystal, and then it goes in through the coin, and then through the copper, and then into your third eye. So that's how you activate it so that it is all you. So anyways, these headbands have been our number one product that we always encourage people to have, and wonderful to be able to use wherever you are. And it really does, for people that have bad headaches, migraines, this does heal. It is healing for the entire body, as well as it's a beautiful, I don't want to say ornament, but it is pretty. You know, you put it on, the ladies can put it on, even the guys think, oh, that's really interesting, you want to know all about it. And that's a good way to be able to talk to people about healing and how amazing the products are. So anyways, with that being said, you could go to Christine Light's website, go to helpingtorise.com to look at all of the marvelous products that she has there besides the headbands. She's got the harmonizers, which are great for, you know, for the feet. It gives you energy. It helps to heal your feet, especially for those of us, you know, that are always, and we should really be doing something. And so it helps to help you connect it to Terra Crista. And, you know, she has some beautiful metals there. She has one that has actually a metal made with a picture of Zora, so another healing tool, as well as she has another one that is all put together, all of the different, it has all of the different stones in it, shungite, crystals, etc. So that's also a marvelous pendant that you can wear. Okay, so you can go to Christine Light. I mean, I'm sorry, it's helpingthenumber2rise.com if you're interested. And I'm sure that she would appreciate as well, because it helps her to bring in, you know, a little bit of income her way. Okay. With that being said, I think Zareya is ready to talk about what she's going to be speaking about for her message for today for all of us. So, Zareya, go ahead and take it away.
Okay, I'm going to read about the people have always been asking about the gnomes and the and stuff like that, gnomes and elves. So that's what I'm going to read about.
Okay, sounds good. Oh, wait a minute. Is that the long one? You just read that not too long ago.
No. I wasn't reading about gnomes. That was the leprechauns. Not the leprechauns. That was the unicorns.
No, you did the one about the gnomes also. Remember?
No. I'm not talking about gnomes. I'm talking about elves, fairies, and gnomes.
Oh, that's what you want to talk about. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, our elementals. Wonderful. Okay.
It's an elemental poem.
Oh, nice. And that is coming out of which book? The Crystal Kingdom book?
Crystal Kingdom book, yes.
Yes, okay. All right. Very
it's a wonderful, it's a wonderful book. You talked about the crystal people and all that. that you wear around your necks and stuff. Okay. We are the elementals, soft and sweet. We live on the earth beneath your feet. We come to be with you, to dance and sing. We are the fairies, and we have wings. Our lives are merry, and our feet are swift, for life on earth can be a trip. You know what we mean as you pace your days, for time on earth is just flying away. It travels faster and faster and try as you may, you can't stop to catch it. There is no way. So our suggestion to you is just stop and be still and call to be with us, and you will have a thrill of our light that shines so bright it's out of sight. So stay very still, and you will hear the elves, fairies, and gnomes all are here. We play all around you, holding out our hands, just trying to grab them if you can. We're playful beings who sing and dance, and you can dance with us. Just get up and prance. Stamp your feet and twirl about and touch your partner and let out a shout of glee to the world, of glee to be alive, for it's time for all of humanity to thrive. In this new world, that's what it's all about, a whole new world where there's no doubt. As to our existence, you know we are here, and it's about time you met us here. Right here in this room, where you sit now, where you here sit. Just stand up and cheer as we take a bow. We are here at last, and we welcome you in to our world, where we look thin. To your eyes, we stand quite slim. Compared to your girth, we are your kin. If you only could see us, if you only could feel, you know of a certainty that we are real. We touch your shoulder, touch your hair, twirl all about you as you sit in your chair. We touch your skin, just look within, and you will see us. We beckon you in. To our world, a dimension above, take a few deep breaths and you'll feel our love. It will expand you and will make you high. So hold on to your chairs or you will fly right out through the roof and into the sky. Above Mount Shasta, we'll fly with you. We will always be here and never leave. We lie ourselves down wherever we please, or just tuck ourselves to your shirt sleeve. We thank you for coming, for being here tonight. Our dancing with you has been a great delight, for wherever you are is our home. And we thank you for listening to our poem, Fairies in the Woodland. We are the fairies of the woodland speaking to you. Know the earth's ascension will take you through the other realms and kingdoms that have been waiting for you. So listen closely and you will hear our voices calling to you loud and clear. We connect to you through our hearts, for in truth we are not apart. We are one. We are closer than you think, just a thought away. Just envision us next to you, and we can play. We dance all around you as you sit here tonight. We are your partners in the light. We spread our good cheer. Just open your ear. We are playing around you. weaving in and out. Just reach out your hands and we're scurrying all about. Imagine us surrounding you as you sit here tonight. We come to cheer you on and bring you our heart's delight. We welcome you to join us and hold us in your hearts. For the truth of this evening is that we are not apart. This new year will bring magic to the inhabitants of Earth. The energies flowing in will be your rebirth into the light of who you are, and together all of Earth's kingdoms will travel to the stars. It is hope and wisdom we bring to you, for we are the fairies of the woodland speaking to you. We remain here with you all night with a delight. Now, if you want to see gnomes, all you have to do is sort of like partially close your eyes and look to your left or your right, into your peripheral vision, and you will see the gnomes, especially if you're out in Mother Nature. Of course, not right now because of all the fires, but after that's over with, you can still see the gnomes. Anyway, that's the message to you, people. And if you want to get the book, it's from Diane Robbins, and that's at www.DinneRobbins.com. Go directly to her site and order her books directly from her. That way she gets all the proceeds and doesn't have to share it with the publishers.
Thank you. Beautiful. Soraya. All right. All right, so why don't we do, before we'll give Zareya a little bit of a break here, and let's do...
Go ahead and put me back, on mute.
Oh, yeah, let's go ahead. Yeah. All right, hold on a second, let's go ahead and do that. All right, let's go ahead and put Zareya back on mute for a few minutes. We know also that Dr. Tom is waiting in the wings. But before we do that, it's always a wonderful, before we get really started on our call with Zora, let's do our commands that we learn from Q. And also, we will also go and do our invocation of transformation, transmutation, coming, the invocation coming from beloved Saint Germain, who is here. There are many that are here, always on our calls. So let's go ahead and begin first with our invocation. Thank you, Saint Germain, for bringing this wonderful invocation meditation for all of us. Appropriate one during our ascension and during our shifting and transition from 3D to full 5D and above. And here we go. We are our I Am Presence. We breathe light and love into our crystalline centers. We are the great temples of love and of light. And we call forth the full power of the great violet flame of love, of forgiveness, to transmute everything in 3D that we no longer deserve. That includes all the causes, the core, the effects. Right now, the effects of fear, the effects of the COVID vaccines. all the habits and records, remaining memories of every thought and feelings that come sometimes when we feel angry and upset and frustrated. Words, sometimes words that come out that we regret later on, or actions, the rage, the fear again that we have ever expressed, and not just for ourselves, but for others that are asleep, in rage for them, anger for them because they're asleep, because of all of the things that are happening around us in 3D. All of those lower vibrational frequencies that we have ever expressed in any time frame or dimension, known or unknown. And we've already mentioned a few of them, but they also include poverty consciousness and victimhood. Amazing, not amazing, but sad there are so many people that are the victims of the corruption and the cabal and the inhumanity to man, human trafficking, even from the vaccines, operations that we now have, the powerlessness that there is. There's lots of people that are suffering of ill health and disease, misuse of male and female energy, just misuse of their essence, misuse of who they believe they think they are as being powerful and only about the 3D of wanting power and manipulation of people. Self-hatred and shame, belief in being bad, belief in not being good enough, not being able to help others, fear and rage, the negative judgment of people, races against, races and Chinese against the world. And I don't mean Chinese in terms of, the Chinese people. We love the Chinese. I'm Asian, so, I'm part of the Asian community. But it's about the evilness that are rampant. It doesn't matter what race, it doesn't matter what country you're from, but the cabal, the evil has infiltrated all of our countries. That is what is sad. And of course, negative judgment and prejudice, lots of prejudice, lots of hatred that's there that has been at play still. And attachment to people of any limitation of any kind. So with the great love and forgiveness as our intention, as one, because we are one. And I think these times are really bringing that to our attention, that we are the one. We always have been. We have never, ever been separated. We blaze the violet flame to every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of precious life energy that has our signatures on it in any place and time that reflects anything less infinite, pure perfection of who we are as gods and goddesses. We are source beings of love and of light. We trust our gods and goddess selves to transmute, to transform every speck of our being now into the very highest love and light and abundance we are. We ask our I Am presence to fill the space, beautiful golden, white, pink, magenta light of sources infinite, prime creators infinite, mother, fathers, gods infinite, love and light and health and abundance. And in the name of our gods and God ourselves, our higher selves, we accept this as fully accomplished, and we absolutely know it. Breathe in the higher frequencies of who we truly are as full fifth dimensional beings, only of love, only of the purest and highest light. And feel that. Feel your body tingle with the knowing that this is who we are. And so be it. Now let's go ahead and bring in our command for today. We command Prime Creation, Prime Creator, Mother, Father, God, and all of the galactics, and all of those of the higher realms of love and light, to bring to us now great peace and joy and harmony and freedom to humanity and to Terra Crista now. We command Prime Creator, Prime Creation, Mother, Father, God, our galactics, all of those higher beings of love and light, our ascended masters, to bring to us now great peace, great joy, love, and light, and great health and abundance, prosperity to us now. We command Prime Creator, Prime Creation, Mother, Father, God, all of our galactics, and those beings of the higher realms of love and light, to bring us now peace and joy and love and prosperity and great health and abundance to us now. 10, 9, 8, 7, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And we know it to be true. Take a few deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. Integrate, let all the energies, all these higher frequencies and vibrations to come into your being, into our beingness now. Feel yourselves in the higher love and light of Source. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for being here. And so now with that, let's go ahead and bring in Dr. Tom. We'll get him started, and then after that, we will have our wonderful call as well with Sora. All right, Dr. Tom, I know you're in the wings. Let's bring you through. Okay, all right. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to talk to this computer and say, please call Dr. Tom now and not have to go through the movements of even trying to call someone, right? Well, one of these days. So in the meantime, let's go ahead and bring Dr. Tom through. Okay, let's see. Oops, one minute. All right. Oops, hold on a minute. Okay, here we go.
Good morning.
Hello,
Bob Bar and Grill here. Can I take your order?
You're funny. So wonderful to hear your voice. So I know that you've got lots of wonderful news to share with us. So you've got the floor. Thank you so much, Dr. Tom. Welcome.
Yeah, we'll talk about some news and then a little update on how to take care of ourselves for this future going out. Wow, this week has probably been our biggest week of information. Intel has been united clear across the board. and so I'll get into that in a second. A lot of people ask me why this has taken so long. Many of us have been working on this for 15, 10 years, some less. and I think the best thing to describe it is a checklist. And this whole program was sent out years ago, and the checklist was from 1 to 100. So in the beginning parts, you would be at number 2, excuse me, number 3, then you would hit number 3, and then you'd have to do all the work around that. There's many things that may have taken a week or a month, and then you go into checklist number 50. And now we're down into the getting close to the 100th checklist, and I think the 100th has been checked finally. Along this way, we had to make sure that the checks were all done, especially when you have the Alliance and the Light Workers, the Asian Elders, and to eliminate the deep swamp here. So we had to tear down the U.S. Corporation, which is Washington, D.C. It was started to be teared down in 2018, and also then in 2021, it was bankrupt. So we could start up the new republic and be governed under common law, taking us from maritime law to man and woman of the land. And this had to happen to where now all the countries of the world would be gold-backed and would be run by themselves and not have the bad deep state countries go in and tear down those countries and do that. All the gold has and the wealth has been brought back. It started from the Pacer family, 34 quadrillion. And if you think about that, we have 7.7 billion people on the planet. If we were to divide that up, that would have been about 4 million per person. So we've come a long way. We've retrieved the gold back, and the sponsors of this RV is the Asian Elders. The Quantum Financial Blueprints will be released tomorrow. And the rates are plugged in, and we don't know the rates, but tomorrow morning we're going to get the from overseas, we're going to get the final blueprints, and we'll be able to see what's going on there. Next week, the bonds will be all finished, and the notifications should come out sometime, hopefully next week. We don't know. They could come out this weekend. Starlink is linked up, and it's the new satellite system that will run the new energies, because our current internet is run by the cabal, the bad guys, everything you see, which will be taken down. Notifications should be here soon, but the biggest information we got was that the USN, the asset-backed currency, is on the screens, and then the SKRs were paid out yesterday in gold-backed currency. SKRs are safekeeping receipts. And also, too, a lot of the delays was flushing out the bad guys over a period of time. USN, back up here, Iran and Afghanistan are back up on the screens. And Afghanistan, I truly think, was produced to show really how bad the current administration is doing things. So, but that's another area. Everything is ready to go. Every bank, every contact that we have are on high alert, and within the next week or so. And we don't know the timing in any of it, but it can happen. And that's kind of where we're at, some good information. We just sit and wait. We don't know the day it will be released, but I'm kind of predicting we should get notifications sometime next week, and we might be able to make our appointments later in the week. But don't get disappointed if it doesn't happen, because remember, this is being safeguarded, and the longer it's waited, we waited, the safer it was, okay, in transition of this. So that's my part on the update, and if you have any questions there, then I would like to go into the mother information that I think is important.
That was fabulous. That was the best information regarding the present status of our RV. So hold on one second. Dr. Tom, if you can, Zaria just told me that if you could stay for the next segment of this big call with Zora, he said that it would be important for you to know this as well. So with that, I also wanted to say that that was a super great information, because that also, I mean, you were able to elaborate on the present situation. I just wanted to also let people know, especially since many people do not get our newsletters, that our teacher has also basically has affirmed what Dr. Tom has just said, and that look to this coming week, Tuesday going forward, of amazing things to happen, great things to happen, because everything right now kind of is a matter of what is happening in the United States to really push this through, because everyone is already prepared to get it done, to get their notifications for all of us. So it is exciting times, and your intel for us today, Dr. Tom, is super, super excellent. So thank you for that. So now back to, I guess you wanted to share something else with us in regards to our health, right?
Yeah, I just wanted to go over a few things. If we don't have our health, once again, it lowers our frequency. And then we can't be in that place to be in our heart, mind, and be in that higher place of gratitude. So I've kind of just lined out, and these are so important. If we don't do these, you can't become awakened and handle the new things that are coming. So the 12 primary principles for perfect health, I'll do all of them real quick here, but you know, walking, in my opinion, it's the most underrated activity in one's health. Basically what it does, it creates neuron growth, it circulates blood, the lymph, cerebral fluid, decreases cortical, resets the eyes from, of course, sitting in our computers, strengthens the ligaments on everything in that area. And also when we walk, there's a thing called forward movement of the face agitation, which activates the winning circuits in the brain. And also what it does is it suppresses fear, especially when we're doing activities of past traumatic memory. Try to do 10,000 steps a day. And if you can, try to do that out in nature. Simple things to do. We do it more. It'll change your life. The other one is heat. Regular sweating or getting in hot saunas, infrared. Basically, it detoxes the cells, increases the stress, and maintains blood sugar management benefits. Also, too, it's an anti-aging. It slows down and creates these proteins that slows the aging down and creates new stem cell. The third one would be cold, which I love to do every day. I go into a chamber, which is 180 degrees below zero for 3.5 minutes. It's really good for hormonic stressors, so it increases cellular resistance. And also what it does is for fat loss. And it also creates more functions in the brain. But one of the biggest areas, it slows down aging. Okay, so that's a good one there. The next one is strength training through heavy weights or moderate weights. 46% of the people who did strength training, there was a study done recently, lowers the odds of death. 46%. So that is a good one. It just increases stem cell. And then also breath is important. There's many breaths out there from Wim Hof to Soma breathing, life-changing. I do the Soma breathing in the saunas. Perfect for that. And of course is getting out in the air while you're walking, so walk outside. Don't be in the gyms, and try to go to higher altitudes if you can do that. That works out tremendously. And one of the most important things is to be in light, to get out in the sun. And when you're out in the sun, put your feet on the ground, and that's one of the perfect areas that you can do. The other one is EMS are everywhere, so you want to be protected. And there's all sorts of devices out there that you can do. And the last one is hydration, having spring water, structured water. The body is 70-80% water. So it's important to do all of that. And then also nutrition is feed your body wild foods, simple foods, eat organic. And then also too is work on your spiritual meditation in those areas, which are highly important. You know, and the last thing here is we have to break free. We are breaking free. We're being unleashed for the last thousands of years, especially the last hundreds of years in this world. The bad guys have tried to keep us separated and suppressed from being happy and love, you know, having love in our lives and creating. But that's all ending. And so we are in the best time ever on this planet, and we have to prepare ourselves to do that from our standpoint of our health. And so it's a great time to create, to get your projects together, and it is going to be one of the best times ever, and we are in right now, so it's a good time. So that's it for me, and I'll stick around to see what else we got going on. But anyway, that's where we're at. It's a great time. We should have a great time over the next couple weeks. So just hold on to your hats and buckle up, because it's going to be one hell of a ride. Hello, Jane.
I'm talking to myself. I'm sorry. I wanted to say that was really perfect. We thank you so much, Dr. Tom. That was really excellent. All the various steps to remember to do for our bodies, that we do need to be in perfect shape, that we can begin to do that even, you know, whatever state you're in, we can all do a little bit of everything to really say, I love you, body. I love you, and thank you for being here. Let me do what I can to bring you to better health. So that's been wonderful information for everyone. So I think for the most part, everyone can do a little bit of everything that you've already mentioned. I don't know about the colds. I don't know about the cryotherapy. That's a tough one. You could try to do that in the shower, you know. Once you start showering, you know, you bring in the heat and then bringing in the cold at the very end, you know, just to kind of get your body. It just kind of triggers the body to say, hey, wake up, for sure.
Yeah. Well, the best one is do hot and cold every 20 seconds.
Yeah.
That increases blood
every
flow.
20 seconds.
It's all about
okay.
Microcirculation.
Yes. All right. Okay, Dr. Tom, thank you so much. That's why Dr. Tom is in really excellent shape. Excellent in terms of overall health that people, he's a really great example of what we can try to emulate, or we can emulate, right? Okay. So I think we're ready for Zora. And let me just go ahead. Thank you so much, Dr. Tom. I'm going to go ahead and put you on mute. And let's unmute Zoraya. I know that Zora is ready. There we go. Clearing the throat, right, Zoraya or Zora?
Indeed.
Hi, Zora. Thank you for being on our
How
show
be
today.
You all the wondrous gods and goddesses?
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that everyone is in a much better, higher place, you know, with our call and, of course, with you, Dr. Tom's energies. Everything, everyone is in joy. So maybe I'll do a little, yes, I'll just do a little preface in terms of how we got to this particular call with you today, Zora. So the other day I was telling, telling Zora, I said, well, you know, it's Labor Day weekend and a lot of people are doing their thing with families, hopefully, and being outdoors and just taking a deep breath and beginning to relax, right? And I said, so I was talking with Zora and I said, you know, I don't feel all that joyous, really, if I take a look at what is happening out there in this illusion of this reality of which we are immersed in, where people are so frustrated, you know, people are not healthy, people are now getting all kinds of calls coming in, like you can't travel, you have to take a test before you get leave a particular city, and you can't really. And then we're hearing more that there's going to be all kinds of mandates again, you know, that you have to have a passport or whatever, you know, in some of the other countries, you know, like the UK, more stringent mandates for people. And when does this end? When are we finally going to be able to see the glimmer of light to tell us that this is, we are definitely shifting, even though we do not feel it, we don't see it. And, you know, it's hard to become a light worker and to be that light that is the light of the world, so to speak, to bring others up when what you see around you, you get caught up into that surrounding 3D and not be able to remove yourself from it. A lot of people also are having difficult times even meditating to bring themselves into a higher state of feeling happy and joy and peace when it's too much of a pull to be caught up into this 3D world that we are in. So with that, I said, Zora, so this is, and so what we're going to do is we're going to go, I asked Zora, I said, all right, so the RV is done, right? And so I'm going to start off with a sequence of events as far as from Zora's perspective, the higher realm's perspective of how we are going to be transitioning from this into the other side of the beautiful, brilliant light and living that we're going to be going, moving forward into. So Zora, first of all, we talked a little bit, you and I, in regards to, and we were in agreement that the RV is done.
Indeed.
So let's go from there. All right. So from Dr. Tom's information and our information, the RV is completed. Everything is really prepared and it's ready so that we can have the first part of the dominoes. Remember, we've always spoken about the dominoes. So the dominoes is the RV first. This is to be able to really make a difference, right, in our world. So talk a little bit about that. That is in regards to having that as the key trigger for the dominoes to fall.
Well, you have the outline that we prepared.
Right, I do.
Right there with you.
Okay.
So you begin with that, and I will fill it in.
Okay, fill it in. All right, the RV is done, and our blessings we have in hand. So you say, what happens when that occurs? Once we have the blessings and we're moving into the humanitarian project, what happens then? Because you say that once that happens into the world, what happens in the world as far as the shift in energy?
Well, people will be more what you call engrossed into their humanitarian projects and, you know, going about their, you know, prospective programs. And then, of course, as that progresses, then that also will bring in what is called the galactic disclosure. So, and that's going to, you know, that's the next event, major event that will be taking place. Which you have in your writing there.
Right. Yes. Yeah. So I asked Zora. I said, okay, so we have working on our projects. So that lifts up the energies of the world, because again, I questioned Zora. I said, the galactic can't come down here if the frequency and the vibrational status of the world is at a low level, which is it is right now. So,
and when they have,
saying,
when you have your blessing, that will raise the vibrations, that will raise the what you call consciousness to a higher plane, and then it will allow the commencement of the galactic disclosure. And after that, of course, that will force the governments to disclose their secrets as well, because they'll be pushed into it.
All right. So, once we move in into, because our humanitarian project is to be able to alleviate poverty, to alleviate separation, so we can help all of our neighbors and our communities and our world, right? So as that is occurring, then, and as you say, regarding the cabal and the change of governments, that will not occur. The changes in the government will not happen until the galactic disclosure occurs.
It's beginning to happen now, but it will be more evident after the what you call the galactic disclosure, because also that's when your what you call your mentors will be coming into play.
Yeah. Hey, Zora, before we go into the mentors part of it, if we can stay a little bit still with the present situation we're in. So I asked Zora, said, so once we have the RV, we're working on our humanitarian project, and automatically that raises up the level of vibrational frequencies in order for the Galactic Federation, the Galactic Disclosure. So I asked Zora, I said, it can come that quickly? And he said, yes. And why is that, Zora? Why is it that you are ready to bring the Galactic Disclosure to come through?
Because it will be the appropriate time to bring it forth, especially when it comes to the galactics, because of the vibrations will be much higher, and people will not be worried about where the next meal is coming from, and and things of this nature. So that is why.
What about the cabal? Okay, let's talk about the cabal.
The cabal is going to be abolished, literally. And what that means is that they will be taken to an area where they can do no harm. Which would also be not on this world. they will be taken to another. To continue their journey towards ascension. And that would be known as the Earth 2, which is on the far side of the sun, in the same orbit as the Earth, except it is directly opposite on the other side of Ra, or your sun, or your Helios, whichever you want to term it. Your sister Earth is on the far side of the sun, where you cannot see it, but it is there.
Okay, so the movement of the Galactic Disclosure, Zora, and the movement of the governments changing. We already know that there's going to be, the emergency broadcast system that's going to be coming out already. Dr. Tom, we all know also that the Starlink already is close to putting that into, and now it is ready to go. So how is that Galactic Disclosure working with the EDS and all of that? I mean, aren't even the governments going to really, look up at the skies and, oh, my gosh, what in the world is happening, right? We're going to take out all of our ammunitions and all the rockets to bring them down. So how does that all work together to make sure that this is all peaceful?
Well, first off, they will not have any rockets or what you call missiles to use, because we have not just us, but other elusive aeroships have removed the nuclear arsenal out from what you call the Yucca Valley facility. Their inventory is completely gone. The missiles that they have in the silos is all they have, and they will not be have the capability of firing them. That will be that has been already taken care of, actually, and not just Yucca Valley, but also in a place called Petersburg, over in what is called Russia. That was where they had their arsenal storage facility, and that has also been taken out, as you term it, literally taken and dematerialized, which is called the nuclear warheads. That's what's taking place.
Okay.
We are taking away the ability for your nations to wage a nuclear holocaust.
So when disclosure, when this comes, you're saying, Zora, that once the RV is now in force, that you guys, the galactic disclosure, is going to happen. So how does that work in synchronicity with the change of the government? Is the galactic disclosure going to happen before either Trump comes in, or how do you see that at play? How do you see that work out?
Well, presently the time for that to occur is slated once again, and is slated before the end of this year. And that would be a time frame for you to look at. So any time between now and the end of the year is when you look for galactic disclosure. And everything that is happening now, especially with the COVID nonsense and the vaccines and all of this and all this stuff, is pushing everything forward, because of the vaccines. Many people, especially the new what they call the variant booster shot, as they term it, is going to cause people to ascend much quicker. What I mean by that is this, and it is happening now on a very large scale. There is people ascending hourly, right now. Every hour, someone ascends. And it is because of the shot they took, the vaccine. And the what you call the third shot, the booster shot, that will cause them, once they take that shot, it could cause them to ascend within 48 to 72 hours. So, because it is very powerful, very damaging to the system, and bottom line, you do not want to take it. You don't want to take any of them, because none of them are good for you. So people are ascending much faster than expected. What I mean by that was that people have a contract for everyone's body has a contract, and the contract is their level of lifespan. So the contracts that were in normal range have been accelerated due to this vaccinations and things of this nature. and the booster shots, it has accelerated the rate of people ascending. In your terminology, in those people that are dying, I'm using your slang term, dying. That dying and death is a no thing. It is not real. No one dies. Everyone ascends. One of two ways. They either take the body with them or they leave the body behind to be buried. But in many cases, people have ascended. The bodies begin to glow and they are simply gone. So, and that is the one way they ascend, and the other way is to leave the body behind. Do not take the body with you, and you step into a new full fifth dimensional body once you leave your body behind. So that is the two ways that you ascend. Now,
so
because of what's going on in the world today, globally, someone ascends every single hour. And that is how it is.
Okay. All right. So let me see again. I'm going back again, Zora. We'll talk a little bit more about the individuals that are ascending and the situation as well. But if I can,
yes.
I'm still trying to go through the sequence of events leading to galactic disclosure and what happens after that. So let's just say
envision that you've already received your blessing. You are in the process of doing your blessings, your humanitarian projects. That in the midst of this, that you're doing this, that's when you will receive what you call another blessing, which is going to be galactic disclosure. And, of course, that's going to be coming at a time least expected. The way that will occur will simply be, you may be, let's see, out in Mother Nature, you may be watching a game on TV or going about your daily lives. And then suddenly, all communications will show an image on your TVs, on your computers, on your iPads, and things of this nature. And then also, people who do not have the luxury of having those conveniences will be out and they will look up and they will see an image in the clouds, appearing into the clouds themselves, like almost like a projector. But it will show an image. That image will be the beloved Sananda, or Yeshua, will appear in the sky, in your computers, in your TVs, anything that has an image, that is projecting an image, will project the image of Sananda or Yeshua, the Christians call him Jesus. Now, there will be that image there, and he will be announcing the arrival of the Galactic Federation, and there will be no panic. There will be no chaos, because it will be done in a way that will not upset peoples. But it will upset some, especially those who are trying to block it, because they will not have that capability. It will be done in a way, transmitted in a way, that it cannot be blocked at all. And the message will be received by every single human on the planet. And that will be the beginning. At that point, that's when the healing ships who are already on the earth right now, stationed in different parts of the world, that's cloaked. You cannot see them. However, once the galactic disclosure is announced and you see the image of Sananda in the sky or on your TV or on your computers, then they will decloak. They will send out a pulse of healing that will encompass the entire planet. And people who have missing limbs due to accident or due to war will regain their limbs and be made whole again. People who have life-threatening diseases and life-threatening situations causing them that is life-threatening will be done away with, and there will be no more life-threatening event at all. It will all be a massive healing pulse going out, overlapping each other. And the ships, the way they are stationed, they are, once they give out a pulse, they will overlap one another. So that tells you that there's many vessels, many ships already on planet Earth that are cloaked. You cannot see them. But once the galactic disclosure is fully given, they will be given the okay to, given the order to decloak. And when they do, they will send out an instant pulse that will encompass and envelope the entire world. And healing will take place everywhere, instantly and miraculously to many.
Okay. So, Zora, I just want to, again, go through that process. So,
yes. Go ahead.
Okay. So between now and before the end of the year, galactic disclosure will occur. Now, during
the
period
of time.
That is
the divine plan. Yes, that is the divine plan.
Okay. That is the divine plan. And
yes.
We know that you have now, remember we've always said, well, when is galactic disclosure going to happen, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Now it is firm that this will occur soon after we have our humanitarian projects. Now, the question that I also had brought to your attention was that when they see Sananda in the clouds, that picture or whatever, are all of the ships also going to be coming out at simultaneously out so that people can see them? Or is it just going to be Sananda's picture? I mean, his image that's wherever on the computer or up in the sky? Or are they going to see Sananda along with all of the ships that are out there? And then
all the ships that you see on the when you look up and you see a lenticular cloud that is shaped like a ship, they would decloak as well. All ships that are cloaked will be decloaked.
Well, as Sananda appears in the skies as well.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So now, standing how people are here on the planet, you know, if they see something that's really strange up there, they're going to think that they're hallucinating or they're going to be in shock. And what you're saying, again, is that as they see the vision.
As the message come forth from Sananda will be reassuring them that this is not an illusion. It is not, they are not seeing things. They are actually seeing the Galactic Federation ships in the sky. And not to panic, because they are not here to harm anyone. They are here to bring peace to the world.
And people will begin to really actually feel, when this all happens, feel great calmness and tranquility versus shock and stress.
They will indeed.
Is that correct?
They will indeed.
Okay. All right. So now the other part of it is, remember, since we are in duality, there's the bad guys that are there. They're going to be looking up. And then what's going to happen to them? The guys that don't believe, that are really evil and the bad doers, et cetera.
Well,
what's going to happen
to
at the same time?
To put it bluntly,
time?
What will be bluntly put to them is this. They will go into a panic. because they will know that their time is over. It would be a wake-up call for them, literally.
And then what happens
and
to
they
them?
Will go, because they will go about trying to hide, but there's no place for them to hide. Also, all of the secrets that your governments have been keeping from you will all be revealed, and that will force the governments to go to come forth and disclose what they have been holding back from you, healings and what you call abilities to rid the world of disease and things of this nature that they have kept under wraps. All of that is going to be revealed. They will have no place to hide and no place to not be exposed.
Yeah. So the disclosure actually is the end of the cabal, right? The final end of the cabal.
Yes. That will bring an end to the cabal.
Completely.
Completely.
So how are you going to eliminate the cabal immediately, Zora?
Well, it is as we have told you before. When we have told you about the gathering, we told you that the world will be all living beings, human of a human nature, and also of the animal kingdom as well, will be removed from the planet in an instant. Meaning, there will not be what you call any humanoids on planet Earth after the gathering, because the gathering will be what you call the giving Terra Christa permission to reclaim her surface, literally.
Okay.
Meaning
okay, but...
eliminating all structures that man has created.
Okay. Hey, Zora, excuse me. No, we're talking about the cabal. How are they going
I know that.
To be eliminated?
They are going
completely?
To be taken.
And where are they
some,
going?
They will be taken, literally, wherever they may be, they will be teleported into a vessel that will be waiting for them. They will be teleported into the vessel, and they will be taken away.
To a different planet or galaxy?
To a different planet.
Okay. Hopefully, yeah. Wherever
the cabal
they
will
on,
be
right?
gone. And the cabal will be gone.
Completely. Okay.
And
so,
there will be peace on this planet.
Okay. All right, let's. You've mentioned a few things already, Zora, so I'm trying to just kind of backtrack just to make sure that everything is in place. All right, so the cabal is going to be eliminated in a twinkling of an eye, just like the gathering. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
People have asked, how is it possible to take all the population from New York City off of the planet? Because there's so many peoples, because it is done within an instant, within the twinkling of an eye.
Okay.
The teleportation portion will be turned on, and everyone who is going to be teleported will be teleported, no matter where they are.
The reason for your coming in this quickly, because we didn't know exactly when you were going to intervene as the Galactics, is primarily being spurred, accelerated more quickly because of the genocide and the depopulation. Is that what is triggering that besides humanitarian projects?
Mm. Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Okay. All right, so let's talk a little bit, since we're talking about the people that have been suffering and unknowingly even regarding the jabs. We know about the healing ships. So the healing ships that are on the Earth or coming in from the Galactics, that's going to reverse all of the side effects of the jabs. so that people are not
yes.
going to be manipulated and they're no longer going to be controlled by the cabal. Yes?
Right. All of the nanobots that they're injecting into peoples will be deactivated immediately.
And people will be healed immediately.
So, yes, people will be healed instantly and immediately. As we have told you, off-world technology is the only thing that can reverse the full effects of the jab. And so that is what I'm telling you. The once the what you call the healing ships decloak and send out the pulse, that will take care of all that.
Okay. So this seems like an just such a huge and an enormous plan, Zora. There's a lot of things in between all of each and every one of them. So we talked a little bit about the jabs. Now I want to go back again to the government. So you say that the governments are going to change as well when you guys come down, right? All of a sudden we'll have just
well,
a one world government? Or how does that all work? And Trump, et cetera.
Do not go into the term one world government. No. You're not going to have a one world government.
Okay.
One world government. When you say one world government, that's what's called New World Order. No. You're not going to have that.
Okay.
That is something that was pulled into existence by what you call the Christian community, what you call the and also that issue about the thing called the rapture. All of this is because their belief, their understanding of religion, of the Bible, and things of this nature. The Bible is a wonderful, beautiful book, and I am not downgrading that at all. It is a roadmap for you to live by. That is very good. However, it is incomplete. So it is a bit incomplete. And, of course, that will also be revealed at the time of the Galactic Disclosure. Sananda will be speaking about that also. So, but the Bible is like a roadmap, if you will, a way to live in a godly way. But still, it is still incomplete. And of course, and Sananda or Yeshua will complete it when he comes, when he speaks. So, do not need to worry about that. But see, when it comes to the yes.
Yeah, I was just going to say, what about the world governments then?
The world governments are going to realize that they are not in control. They think they are now, but they're not. They're going to know absolutely that they're not in control once the galactic disclosures is fully realized and announced. So
we'll still have governments per se at, good governments.
Good government,
right.
Meaning you will have representatives in every government. You will have representatives of the Galactic Federation in government with them.
I love that. We love that, Zora. Thank you. That's right. We've got the Galactics coming.
you already have some representatives in Washington already from the Galactic Federation.
Okay.
They were part of Trump's cabinet.
Right.
So
we're talking about the galactic disclosure. We've also spoken a little bit about the rainbow wave. So do we really need the rainbow wave, or is that still coming?
That is still going to be coming as well. once the galactic disclosure has been announced and the healing vessels have been decloaked, then of course the rainbow wave will also come into play. What that will do, that will cause a, what you call, a total and complete reversal of thought patterns in every human. Meaning, no thoughts of malice, no thoughts of evil, no thoughts of exploitation, no thoughts of anything negative will be present within the human form at all. It will be totally and completely revamped.
Right. Is that after the cabal is eliminated or at the same time as the...
Probably around simultaneously at the same time.
Mm. Okay. All right.
So,
and then you...
So the mindset of the people will be only thoughts of peace, living in peace with your brothers and sisters. There will be no more borders. There will be no more need for passports because the world will be one world as far as united, but not one world government, but united as one world.
Is in regards to Terra Crista. What happens to Terra Crista at the time of the galactic disclosure is one. And then the second question has to do with our, you know, galactic or our abilities as we awaken.
The abilities you were innately born with will surface at that time. The ability to communicate without moving your lips. The ability of using psychokinesis, telekinesis, as you call telepathy, clairvoyance, all of these psychic abilities that you have that have been sparsely upon your planet will become a thing of common, being common. So people will have all of these abilities immediately, and they will also know exactly who and what they are.
Where they're from.
Where they're from and what their abilities are.
Okay. All right. We'll talk a little bit more. But what about Terra Crista during the galactic disclosure? What's going to be happening to Terra Crista?
It will be also elevating as well. Terra Crista will finally know peace.
So
absolute.
There's not going to, no more adverse weathers.
No. Bad weather. Understand, your weather is directly connected to the way people, their attitudes, the way they think.
And the cabal
understand,
too.
And the cabal too as well. But also understand that when all of a sudden people are thinking in a different way, immediately the bad weather disappears globally. The quaking of the earth dissipates rapidly. The pollution in the air gone. It is in direct correlation to your thoughts, to your attitudes. It is in direct correlation with that. When you change the way you think, when you change your attitude to one of peace instead of one of evil, then
or worry,
then you simply change and all of creation. You're simply, if everyone was to be able to do that simultaneously at the same time, you would have a utopian world, literally. But that, as you know, cannot happen because everyone is thinking different ways. But when it comes to the point where the wave has engulfed the planet, that will be a norm for everyone. And and that will bring about the what you call calm weather globally. Snow will be a thing of the past, and what you call floods and all of that will be a thing of the past. And all your barren areas on the earth will become fertile once more and bear fruit and bear greenery. You will not have any deserts on the planet. They will be rapidly transformed into gardens.
Excuse me, Dora?
Of that nature. Yes.
Are you saying this is all going to happen in this existence, in this lifetime? That can all happen that quickly?
Of course it can.
that seems pretty supernatural to us. Okay.
Well,
right.
I understand. In your Bible, what does it say in the Bible? God created the earth in 7 days. Is
and
that not
truth
what it
to
said?
That, right? Well, that is, yeah, but I don't know. That is true then, right? The gods who created our earth, that is, okay, all right.
They can pristine the entire world in a matter of days.
So then my other question, Zora, is that here we are, we have our projects. Is it going to be necessary do we really need to have a project at that
necessary.
Point?
Of course it is necessary.
We still
of
do.
Of course, why
we
not?
We have to still have our...
Why not?
Well, I mean, you know, Chiracusa is going to be able to heal herself. And if we have all of our abilities, we can just manifest, all of the projects to be completed, like, within seconds. No?
Yes. But there's still going to be many people out there that are not able to do that because they don't think they can.
Okay.
Otherwise, you would have done it long ago.
So if we're going to be infused with all of our powers, our innate powers and abilities, I mean, we should be able to, our projects,
in record time.
and then we could do whatever we want. Okay, so the big question then is your coming, the disclosure, actually is equivalent to that is our ascension, period.
Oh, yes. But understand also, understand. Everyone must be removed from the planet at a certain point.
At the gathering.
For Terra Christa to rejuvenate herself.
Completely.
So that gathering is still going to occur. Every man, woman, and child, and animals, domesticated animals, will also be removed, and also the creatures of the forest as well. All creatures that have a soul will be removed from the planet in order for the planet to be renewed, re-terraformed, and so there will be no more desolate areas on your planet. Remember, the deserts that are on the earth right now were once a thriving city. Think about that. They were once a thriving city. But because of a thermonuclear explosion, they became deserts. Now they are going to be reclaimed by Mother Nature, and they're going to become lush jungles and much flowering, and the surface of the planet will be once again pristine the way it was.
So and, you're saying that so the excuse me, Zora, you're saying that the gathering then will occur shortly after the galactic disclosure, or down the road still?
Down the road.
Okay. But the
People are still going to be able to, you know, have their humanitarian projects come to fruition before the gathering takes place.
Okay. But our ascension, the ascension journey now starts with
the ascension journey
and the
goes on and on.
Until
the ascension journey has been accelerated. I told you
that.
It has been accelerated.
Right.
Because
I have
also told you that people are ascending on an hourly basis now.
Correct. No. Yeah. When we talk about ascension, and I know we all are going through our own personal ascension journey, but when we talk about the global ascension of Terra Crista and humanity, does that begin with the galactic disclosure, or is that
it's happening
still have
now?
To wait? It's right. Okay. All right.
Due to the negligence of your governments and the scare tactics that they're using to cause people to get vaccinated for something that is not as harmful as they so think it is.
Right.
Understand this. Your COVID is no more deadlier than your flu.
Correct. We get that.
Period.
Right. We got that. It's the vaccines that are the villains.
That are deadly.
Okay. So I just want to... Again, just clarify, we understand people have been ascending every hour. We understand that.
Yes.
So when we talk about the ascension for humanity, the light workers in general, or people in general, we're talking about the ascension into an existence where we are in body and ascending to the higher realm.
Yes.
That is this closure, correct?
Well, that is ascension.
That is ascension. That's all I needed to find out. Okay, and disclosure. Okay, gotcha. Okay, very good.
Yes.
All right, so the next thing that I know people are going to want to ask about is in regards to the mentors. A lot of people are asking about their mentors. When is that going to happen? How is that going to happen? And could we talk about that part?
That will be taking place when you see Sananda in the sky and you see Yeshua in the sky giving his message. That's when all of the mentors will be coming to Earth.
So, Zora, are you okay over there?
I'm fine. I'm just washing something out here.
Zora is multitasking, guys. Everybody, if you could not do that, please, so that we can.
All right,
more
I am back. I am back sitting. I am back sitting
right,
on the sofa.
I know. Okay, thank you. So. Tell us again what the mentors' purpose is. Why are they coming?
The mentors' purpose is will be coming to every man, woman, and child on the planet, and in some cases it will be twin flames coming, in others it will be soulmates coming. In others, it will be teachers from other star systems coming. as mentors. So it is for education. The education, the new education that will be coming upon planet Earth.
Education of our abilities, or we have to go back to school, or what do we have to, what is the, what, yeah. What education are we referring to, Sora?
Well, of course, it is like a school, if you will. It is going to, they are going to be showing you how to access your powers,
how to access
your abilities, uh-huh. and how to use them in the proper way, in the most benevolent way.
Are they going to be here permanently, or are they leaving after they're done with their teachings?
That is solely up to them, whether they wish to remain or not. And if they wish to stay, they can. If they don't want to stay, they don't have to. So it will be up to them. If they their journey is their journey, and that is
okay.
Once they are here, they're here.
And are they also helping us with our project, or it's whatever? They're like our.
Oh yes, they will be helping you with everything.
Oh, all right. That sounds wonderful. All right, Sora. Well, I think that that was a lot of information already that you've given forth, and we certainly do appreciate that so much to kind of put the pieces together.
People understand out there that are listening to this call, when I told you that people are ascending on an hourly basis, I am not kidding. That is fact. And they are ascending due to taking the vaccines. So if you're on the fence, wondering if you should take it or not, now you have your answer. If you are determined to not take the vaccines, stand your ground. Simply tell them, no, I will not take it. You stand your ground. Take back your authority. Take back your heritage. You have the ability to do that by simply saying and refusing no.
What about the people that have to work, Zora?
If they are saying they must take a vaccine to work.
Correct.
Go elsewhere. Do not fall prey to their scare tactics. They have to work. Work elsewhere. Work from home. There are many, many, from what I understand, there are many, many ways to make money from home. You do not have to go to somewhere to work. You can work from home in the privacy of your own abode. And I know from what I understand,
there are many
programs out there that allow that to occur.
Okay. I have a question, and then I'm going to open up the board, Zora. So
go right ahead.
Yeah, what about the children? I mean, those are the ones that are, we don't want them to have the vaccines at all. They're already having to wear the masks, and they've been doing that for,
you simply tell them, do not vaccinate my child.
Okay. If they, right.
They cannot force them to vaccinate the children. It's up to the parents to decide whether or not they want their children vaccinated.
It is not
the government's.
Yeah, they need to band together. You know, the PTAs
and simply tell them, we are not going to vaccinate our children. And if you try and force it to occur, we will sue you. Or simply we will take our children out of school. And we will homeschool them. As long as they are homeschooled, again, you have the choice. You do not have to to have your children go to a public school. You can homeschool them, which is actually the best way to train them or to help them.
So this is the other reason, or many, one of many reasons as to why you were coming sooner than later.
Yes.
To save the children as well. To
Indeed.
Save the lives.
Correct.
Okay. All right. All right, everyone. That's a lot to...
Now, and we're going to have a question and answer all the way to 12.
Yes. All right,
so,
everyone. I
ask
give,
away.
No. Hey, Zora, how about we take like a 2-minute break? You know, so people either need to go to the bathroom or get something else
yes,
to
of course.
Eat. You know,
we will go and we will have an intermission.
All right, we'll have a 3-minute intermission, guys. All right. So
a 5-minute intermission.
Oh, 5 minutes. Oh, thank you. All right, everyone.
A 5-minute intermission.
Okay.
See you in 5 minutes. Everyone, go and get your headbands if you don't have them. Put them on.
Uh-oh.
Take them out of your closet. Right. Take them out of the safe where you have them hidden. Take them out. And yes, I know you don't have them because I'm telling you to go get them.
All right, Zora. 5 minutes. You put yourself on mute.
I shall do that as soon as I find the phone. Oh, there it is.
Okay, Zora.
Indeed.
I think it's about 5 minutes.
I think so too. It's 11 o'clock.
Okay. And all right. So everyone, we're
five
back.
Minutes.
Let's go ahead
and
get started once again. Zora has a couple of things that he would like to be able to share with us.
Beloved gods and goddesses that are listening to the call, there's been a question that has been asked concerning the two shuttle crews, astronauts, that perished, the Challenger and the Columbia. One that was in orbit, the Columbia, and also the Space Shuttle Challenger. Understand, the Space Shuttle Challenger, for those of you who have access to the archives of Light magazine, if you find that book, find that publication at the time of the Challenger, taking off, and you will see a thin white line on one of the pictures on the center pages of the Life magazine. You will see a thin white line coming directly from the ocean, and it will be attaching itself to the pilot's compartment of the Challenger as it did its roll. And then 60 seconds before the ship exploded, the seven astronauts were removed, teleportation. They were taken out of the shuttle 60 seconds before it blew up. So they are alive and well in Hollow Earth. When it comes to the Columbia, it was also what you call rescued, the astronauts were rescued from that as well. So they are alive and well in Hollow Earth too. So that is what happened on those days. And also understand another reason why the shuttle Challenger did not reach its destination, going to the International Space Station, was because it was carrying a payload of nuclear missiles. They were going to weaponize the International Space Station. And, of course, that could not be allowed. So that is another reason for the explosion. Not just the O-ring going bad, but also because of the payload that it was carrying. And that could not be allowed to be done. So it was destroyed. Now, understand that all the astronauts were taken into Hollow Earth, and the black box was retrieved from the Challenger, and also the divers that went down and found the compartment, pilot's compartment, fully intact, and they entered it and found that the spacesuits of the astronauts were still strapped in the seats, but the bodies were not present. So they were quite perplexed. But there was a message that was given to for them to listen to from the black box, which stated, "People of Earth, attention. Your seven astronauts are not dead, but will be returned to you at the appropriate time." And I can tell you that the appropriate time will be when Samanda begins his message at the Galactic Disclosure. They will be deposited, be returned back to the surface of the Earth, that teacher and all of the other six astronauts will be returned unharmed back to the surface of the Earth, along with the ones from the Columbia. At that time, they will also be brought back to the Earth on the surface at that time. That's what I needed to tell you. Anyway, now, let us have the questions.
Yes, I have one last question personally. 9/11 is going to be coming. Hold on a second. 9/11 is coming up again in terms of a specific
date
for something to... Yes, do you see anything happening on that date that will be negative on that date? Because you know that I don't know if that's going to be a celebration or that something evil is going to occur. Do you know? Can you see what might be happening on that date?
You might have a, what you call a false flag event.
Okay. Is that going to be a bad false flag?
No.
Okay. All right. That's another attempt on their end to do whatever they want to do. Okay.
That will also understand any event that is taking place on the Earth right now is being observed by the Galactic Federation.
Okay. Oh, perhaps maybe to put a stop to it, right?
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay. Thank you, Zara. All right. So there's a saying, I think, in the military, you know, when they see that the forces are coming in to help the people that are there in the war zone, what do you call that again? The guys
liberation.
We call them you know, it's like you're in the midst of a war and then you're waiting for the brigade to come to save what's left. What is that called? I don't know what that's called. But anyway, Zaria would know. All right. So let's go ahead and get started with our calls. All right. So the first person I have here is, make sure that everybody has, you know, have your headbands on. So the first person is
5-1. Be ready to take the call. Do not be talking and do not be having your own conversation with others.
Yeah.
When your number is called, please be ready.
Right. Yes. And if you don't want to be online, please go ahead and press number one so that you're not showing up on the board. Press number one again. Okay? All right. 518 ending in 2000. You are the first caller for today.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Much love. This was a wonderful call. I have a question.
Your name
I
first.
Noticed, oh, Linda. I'm Linda from, yes,
okay.
Linda.
Okay.
And the first,
all right, Linda, thank you.
It happened in about 2014. I noticed I was walking one late at night, and I just happened to look up, and I see this light, bright light, and it follows me. So now I see it all the time. I don't care where I go. It follows me. Can you tell me what that is?
A light?
It's a bright light. It looks like a star, but it's not a star because a star is not that close.
Is it coming close to you, or how big is
no,
it?
No, it doesn't come close. It's this way. It's in the sky, but I noticed it was I just happened to look up and I said, what is that? And I just didn't pay any attention. Then I noticed it follows me all the time. I come in my apartment and I have a terrace. I go out on the terrace and there it is again. I go to anywhere I travel, that light is there.
It is your guardian.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Oops. Sorry.
No harm will come to you.
Okay. All right, Linda. All right. Next caller is this is what I'm doing right now is our next caller is this is not going to work. I have to do it. All right, so our next caller now is coming from, hold on a minute, 509 ending in 5614.
Hi.
Hello, 56. Yes, you are?
Carrie Ellen, Washington State.
Okay.
Yes, I have a question for Zora. There's a woman named Kimberly Goldman who is saying that President Trump is from the Black Sun is evil. Can you address that?
Yeah.
It was Cassidy. And a lot of people are upset about it. Leave me a little worried, but I just love Trump.
Yeah.
So
we did have this addressed before, but go ahead. Go ahead, Laura.
He is not of the evil side.
Oh, good. I knew that. Just, I always see everybody as good, so sometimes I'm surprised that they're not. So I was just checking for my own.
No, he is not. He is not of an evil nature.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, 208 ending in 8394.
Oh, great. Hi, Zora and Jane. Thank you. Oh, I love you guys. And I know everybody else
Pawnee.
On this call does, too. Pawnee. It's Pawnee from Idaho.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, Zora, I'm just going to repeat what you just been saying. And, Jane, you are a gem in the way you are able to get those questions to Zora and he answers them correctly. And it's wonderful for all of us that are on the call. So I'm going to repeat. You said that the Galactic Federation will be probably coming before the end of the year, and that when they do come, that those wonderful family members and those who else are out there that took the shot because they had to or for some reason, they will be healed. That's correct, right? Before the end of the year, I mean, or by the end of the year, or sort of close to the end of the year.
Well, it is slated before the end of the year for them to have the galactic disclosure. And when that occurs, of course, the, Sananda will appear, and or Yeshua.
That would be wonderful.
And also the healing ships will decloak. And the hosts will be sent forth from the ships and will reverse all the effects of the jabs or the shots that have been perpetrated upon mankind.
Oh, God, that's just got to be the best news for everybody on the call. Yes, Steve.
I know. Oh. Especially the ones that had took it and they are so asleep. Oh, so backing, I want to tag on to Connie's call, Zora, real quick. You know, there's that frightening thought, you know, about transhumanism, whereby because, and I know you've already mentioned this, so for everyone that's worried about people that have taken the vax, that transhumanism is going to be next, in which, you know, people in many populations will be completely manipulated by the cabal, and that's not going to happen. Zora,
no.
Can you say something about this?
It's not going to happen.
All right. Thank you, Zora. All right. Okay. So our next caller is now 845 ending in 4478.
Hi, Jane. Hi, Zora. This is Bobby in Newburgh, New York.
Okay, Bobby.
Indeed.
I have, it looks like we're going to have 54-degree weather, 64-degree weather in San Francisco weather here. That sounds great, Zora.
Good for you.
My question, Zora, is this. During the next couple of years, do you see the use of chatus in helping humans fight evil?
Of chatus?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Bigfoot.
Well,
what, Bigfoot or chatus?
They don't like the word Bigfoot. And it's a
that's why I use chatus.
Chatus, yes.
Yeah, chatus.
So understand they are a peaceful race. And they have brought them. They have never, what you call, attacked humans ever. So whatever you heard about that, that's all lies. They do not attack humans.
Yeah, Zora. The question from Bobby is: are they here to help to heal humanity when it's time?
Of course, they will. They will assist.
Is there hold on a second. Yeah, so Bobby, how are they going to be assisting humanity if people already are afraid of them? They won't be afraid of them anymore. And
they won't be afraid of them anymore.
They'll be coming out in the open. Is that correct?
If they need to, yes.
Oh, okay. Very good. Thank you for that question, Bobby. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. All right. Bye-bye. All right, next caller is 650 ending in 9708.
Hey. Hi, Jane. This and Zora. I'm grateful. Thank you for taking my call. Can you hear me okay? My name is Dan, and I'm calling from California.
Okay.
And I'm calling to request a healing with Zora.
All right.
She could have.
And what kind of healing are you seeking?
For my lower back, Zora. For a year, my right leg has been shaking, and I have a lot of pain.
In your right leg?
And lower back. I have some bulging discs, and it's causing my leg to shake. And it spasms. So it spasms mostly
right
in the calf, and it kind of jumps up and down. And I notice that seems to be affecting my cervical area also. So I don't know if it's due to inflammation. I did have an MRI, and I do have some bulging. They said mild bulgings and arthritis and a tarlo cyst on my sacrum, but it's very small.
What are you doing naturally right now for it?
Well, naturally, I don't do anything with Western. They diagnosed me with Parkinson's, which I refused to believe, and then I had an MRI, and that came out good. And naturally, I'm on supplements. I just got some flax hull seed. I'm looking into other things. I'm on some Fomina Distri products. That's through Fomina. I've been putting castor oil on it, magnesium, taking magnesium. But the shaking just doesn't stop, and especially when, like, I'm sitting.
Rub your hands together and place the back of your hand on your lower back, the back of your hand. Place your other hand on your front side. The palm of your hand on your front side and the back of your hand behind you, directly opposite the other hand. I'm going to count from 5 to 1. When I get to 1, I'm going to say receive. You're going to count from 5 to 1, and you're going to say I receive. Then you're going to say, from the goddess of my being, my lower back is completely healed. The spasms are gone. The leg is no longer jerking. And I know it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I receive. From the goddess of my being, I am going to heal my lower back. The spasms are going to be healed.
No, your lower back is healed already, and I know it.
My lower back is healed already, and I know it.
And that will in turn stop the spasms in your leg.
Okay.
Keep your hands where they are for 5 minutes.
All right. Thank you, Zora. My leg's still shaking, but I know I can heal. I know it.
We're going to come back to you.
You just say it is healed, and
it
you know it.
Okay.
Because you don't say it's going to be healed. No, it is healed.
Yeah, right.
Thank you.
So just stay put doing that, and we'll come back to you and to see how you're doing in 5 minutes, okay?
Thank you, Jane and Zora. I'm very grateful.
Okay. All right. I'm going to put you on mute right now, but we'll be right back. Okay. Our next caller is 858, ending in 3033.
Good morning, Jane and Zora. How are you today?
Hello. We are wonderful. Who are you?
And you?
This is Rich in California. I have...
Okay.
Rich, California.
Gotcha.
Indeed.
That's a good one.
I did have a question. I have another point about California, but anyway, I don't know that it matters that much. But what you were, when Jane was questioning you or giving you the opportunity to explain why something can happen sooner than you would think, I'm wondering if that were. I've had this thought myself, so I'm just wanting to confirm it. Is it possible that we're moving into the fifth dimension on a mass level soon, and those that can't take that energy won't be around? Or I don't know, whatever, or they'll have to just change their thoughts. And what we think will actually manifest as soon as we think it. And is that the reason why the timelines are changing or collapsing, into no time, which is a construct of our minds rather than the spiritual level where everything is instantaneous. And what you would think of would take millions of years would take an instant thought. So I don't know. I just want to run that by you and see if that is what's really going on. And we're in that moment of the golden age, and we're in the moment of doing something that's beyond most people's comprehension. And all the dark forces cannot withstand that level of energy, the level of light and love that would be here on the earth.
Correct. Okay, Rich.
Yeah.
let Zora say a few words, because he'll ask you. Well, what is the question?
The question is, I guess I was asking, is that true? Is that where you're coming from? Which is hard to. I think sometimes people have a hard time getting that, and I'm wondering if that's where you're coming from, that we're in spiritual time, not man's time or human time or whatever you call linear time.
Okay.
We're in quantum time.
Okay. All right, Rich. Go ahead, Zora.
Understand, you're coming from your spiritual self. Understand that the you're coming from your spiritual side, not your physical side.
Okay, can I just
yeah.
Go ahead.
I want to clarify that that all of humanity that's here will all of a sudden get woken up to what you just said, that they're coming from a spiritual. They may not think of it as spiritual, but a certain level of consciousness that they are waking up to, and that's into dimension, basically. So that's what I want to know, if it's going to create a wave throughout all of humanity. That's what I'm wanting to know.
Yes, of course. Yes, it will.
Okay. And you're saying that's imminent. And, okay.
Yes, it is.
It's imminent. Yes, okay. Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Okay, thank you, Rich. Okay, very good. Yes. Right. No more 3D. There's no more time. I mean, in terms of what we know in terms of time and space, that will no longer be. We are moving already energetically we're already in fifth, right? We need to be in full fifth, where everything collapses into just the fullness of who we are. That's what Zora is saying. Full fifth. Higher dimensional, higher frequency beings of love and light. Okay.
Indeed.
All right. 732 ending in 3147. 3147?
Yeah, this is JJ from New Jersey. My question
Hello, JJ.
Is... Hi. Sarah was explaining about the galactic disclosure and the RV. When does Nassara fit into that?
What?
When does Nassara fit into that, what you were explaining about the galactic disclosure and the RV and all? Does it come before or after, in the middle? Where at is Nassara?
Yeah. Did you get that, Zora?
No, not fully.
Okay, he wants to know when Nassara, remember? Nassara, Gassara? When does that come into play? They're saying, just as a comment, everyone is saying that it's going to be announced publicly on September the 15th. Nassara Gassara, when is that going to be coming into play? How does that play into what you've been saying today?
Well, it should be coming in after you receive your blessing.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, after
JJ?
The RV. It's after the RV then. Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
Thank you very
much.
Okay.
All right, JJ.
Indeed.
Good question. All right. Our next caller, all right, hold on a minute, is going to be 450 ending in 4348.
Yeah, hello, Jane. It's Diane from Canada.
Hi, Diane.
Okay. So my question is about the emergency broadcast system. Is the EBS, is Sananda appearing and talking? If not, Zora, could you tell us about the emergency broadcast system, when and what purpose? And is it going to be before or after the RV? So now I will mute myself, Jane, and thank you, Zora.
The emergency broadcast system will be coming into fruition shortly before the blessing is given.
Okay. Thank you.
So how are we gonna get contacted if everything goes down?
It's not going down.
Okay.
The Starlink is in place.
The Starlink is in place. It just needs to be activated.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
I love you. Bye.
We love you. Bye. All right. Okay. Now our next caller is 405 ending in 0316. 0316. Please tell us your first name, where you're coming from, and your question.
I don't know what.
Hello.
If we can go into the
home. They're not ready.
Yes. Hello there.
Yes.
This is Margie in Oklahoma. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Well, hi there. Yes, I wanted to ask Zora, when do you perceive us being able to go into the Hollow Earth?
You know who wants to know that question?
When is that exciting time coming?
Yes, exactly.
Well, when you have reached full fifth dimension, you will simply have to just voice it and you'll be there.
Wow. Just voice
intense.
It. Wow. How exciting. All right.
That's exciting, Margie.
Indeed.
That is exciting. And then I wanted to ask one more. And then when did you say that we might see the mentors coming on to help us? The mentors
also, right after Sananda gives his message about the presence of the Galactic Federation.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
Indeed. Well, thank you very much.
Very good, Margie.
Blessings
very
to
good.
All.
Thank
love you.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. All right. Our next caller now is 909 ending in 7336.
You need to also go back to that one that was being healed.
Oh, yes. Oh, hello? I will do hello? That as soon as... yes.
Oh, yes. Hi, Jane. This is Gina Kim from California.
Hi, Gina.
Hello, Gina.
Hello. Yeah, hello, beloved Zora. Today I wanted to share something in Korea. This lady is in her mid-70s, and she lives in the mountain called Bonghwa, Mountain of Bonghwa in Korea. She's been contacted from ETs from different planets, like Mars, Jupiter, Venus, and Saturn. So, something happened, you know. One day, this ball of light appeared to her, and since then, she's been starting to communicating with these beings. And she calls out for them, sending messages. And when she does, most of the time, they appear to her. Sometimes she has seen them in the form, according to her. Some of them are like normal people. Sometimes they're looking a little bit old. Sometimes they look very young. And she has received the message from them, a future map of the earth. And so she has drawn the map. It's in the YouTube. Everything she talks about is in the YouTube. And in the map,
what is
many parts of the country has been erased. For example, like Japan is gone. And she's saying that this will happen in the year of 2026. So when I think about it, it kind of, you know, matches with your message about the gathering. You know, maybe by then gathering would have happened. So I just want to ask you your comments or whatever. Yeah. Yeah, by the year 2026, the map has changed.
Yeah, so
you're speaking out of the gathering?
No. She has this individual that has been downloaded and gets all kinds of messages from off-world entities. And this particular person has a map that shows by 2026 that Japan will be gone, that there will, you know, lots of changes probably on the planet. And she wants to know whether or not you corroborate
Japan
with
will
that
not be
information.
Gone. Japan will be larger.
Oh.
There's a landmass that is coming up east of Japan. And it is going to be joining Japan. It will be causing Japan to become higher. And it will be still be an island, but it will be a much higher island.
Isn't that part of Lemuria, Zora, that's coming up?
Yes.
Then Japanese people no need to be in panic because many of them are moving out of the Japan.
No, they should not panic at all.
Yeah. No, don't worry. We've got disclosure. It's going to, all of that is going, all of the fear in the world is going to be eliminated.
Yes.
So hang in there. Just send your love.
Understand with Japan, when the gathering occurs in Japan, Japan will be, there will not be anyone on Japan.
Yeah.
They will all be taken off of the planet.
Well, the
planet.
Nobody will be on the planet Earth, right?
Right.
Yeah.
You'll be taken off
right.
the Earth, yes.
Yes, everyone will
be
back there.
And you will be going to your perspective airships and also going into Hollow Earth.
Exactly. That's
well,
so I understand, yeah.
So
okay.
There's no reason to panic.
Interesting. Okay. Thank you.
Good question. Thank
Indeed.
You, Gina. Uh-huh.
Now, go back to the one that was being healed.
Yes, I'm doing that right now, Zora. Hold on. I'm trying to find her. Okay, here we go.
You put her back on mute.
Yeah, there we go. Yes, I've got her now.
All right.
Hello.
Jane. Zora.
Hi.
Hello.
How
are you feeling?
I'm doing better. My leg is still
I know you are.
Pardon?
I know you are. I want you to rub your hands together and place both hands on the leg that seems to be having the spasms.
Okay.
The reason you're having spasms because you have a parasite in your upper thigh.
Oh.
And we're going to get rid of that right now, and it is going bye-bye, and immediately the spasm shall stop.
Okay.
Rub your hands together and place one hand on each, the inner side of your thigh and the outer portion of your thigh.
Okay.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
No, I receive.
I receive. 5, 4,
from the goddess of my being.
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 My leg that had the spasms is no longer has the parasite in it. It has been eliminated, and therefore the spasms are stopping now.
My leg that has the spasms with the parasite.
Past tense. Had.
My leg that had the spasms with the parasites in it is no longer.
Is now gone.
Is now
healed.
Is now healed.
And I know it. Keep your hands where they are for about 3 minutes, and we will come back again and see to it that it is done, which it is, of course. And so hang in there, and we shall return.
Thank you, Zora and Jane.
Okay, you hang in there for a minute, okay? All right, let's see. We just spoke to Gina.
Take another question.
Hold on 1 second, Zora. I need to kind of find my place here. And let's see. All right, we got this one. This one is, let's see if this one is 470 ending in 2627. Hello?
Hello. How you doing?
Yes, hello. We're good.
This is
Edna. Tell us who you are.
This is Edna from Georgia. How you doing, yo?
Hello.
All right,
Georgia.
Edna. Yes, welcome.
So I just want to thank Zora and you for the thing that I was listening to, and some songs we got from some things that he have said, and I said, oh, so that's where those songs come from. We be singing in our church. So, And the lady with the lights, honey, you better thank God that light is with you. That's God sending the angels to watch over you. I got them too. I've been having them a long time ago. Have them all day in my house. Glory to God. You? I just love him. How you? And
good
thank
job.
God
good
that
job,
it's going to be over. I'm waiting on it.
You bet.
And I'm so glad, God, to hear you speak about Sananda. I don't call
him. And what is
Sananda.
The question?
Up to everybody calls him what they want to call him. I call him Jesus.
Right, right.
Jesus is actually Yeshua.
Do you have a
question for Zora?
I don't really have a question, but I just thank God it is almost over.
Oh.
I'm ready to be caught up in there.
Understand that Jesus' name in Hebrew is Yeshua.
Okay. So that Jew boy. Okay. Thank you so much, y'all. I just love God, and I love you all, and I love everybody. I'm waiting on the day.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye. Okay. All right.
Our next
caller now ends in 0103, begins with 349. Ends in 0103. You're on the air with Zora. Hello? Hello? 349, ending in 0103. You're on the air with Zora. Hello? We know you're there. Please, are you
go
there?
Back to
you
the
want,
one
do you
being
have a
healed?
Question? Okay, so let me just put this down, Zora, because this person is not answering. Okay. All right, let's go back now over to, all right, let me go back there, Zora. Hold on a minute.
Indeed.
Now let me see if I can find her. Here we go. Here he is. There she is. Hello.
Hey, Jane. It's much better.
Hello.
Hello, Zora.
No, you are not answering the correct way.
I'm sorry.
Understand. You always, when you say, how is it now? You say, it is done. It is healed. It is done. You do not say it's getting better or it still has a tinge in it. No, you say it is done. Once you do that, you're exercising your goddess power to give it permission to heal. Do not say it's getting better. It's done.
It is healed. It is done.
Good job.
Indeed.
Okay. Okay, so you could just, you could continue to reinforce that, you know, anytime, every day, okay?
Yes.
You simply go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I receive from the goddess of my being, I know that my leg is healed and the arthritis is gone.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
And you know it.
All
right, very good.
I will keep you posted, Jane and Zora. Thank you.
Okay, dear. Okay.
Indeed.
What was your first name?
Farewell.
Who is this?
It's Jan.
Oh, Jan. Oh, okay, Jan. Thank you.
Yep. My first time
very
call.
Good.
Thank
very
you.
Very nice. Very nice. Okay, bye-bye.
Deeply appreciate it.
Okay.
Write down her
you.
Name and number,
right.
Dear.
I have her name and number, Zora. Okay. All
Indeed.
Right. So let's go on to our next caller. And our next caller is, let's go with 719 ending in 7769. Whoops. 7769. Okay. So she took her, she's no longer, she did not have a question. All right. So our next caller is 817 ending in 1564. 1564.
Yeah, it's Fernando in Texas. Hello.
Oh, yes.
Hello.
Hello, Fernando.
Yeah, my question is, how long is this golden age going to last? Is it 1,000 years or just forever from now on or what? 1,000 years of peace and all that stuff.
It is more than 1,000 years. It's an eternity.
Great. All right. Thank you.
So I'm going to tag on to that a little bit. Okay, so.
Go ahead.
So for our planet, for Terra Crista and for humanity, this is our time. When we call ascension, we are done. So, we're done. We're finished in terms of the existence for Terra Crista and for humanity in 3D. We will no longer be in that dimension. We will be in the full fifth dimension or above. So, that we don't have to talk about anymore about coming back and anymore going back to 3D. You know, that cycle for us is completely finished. We're going back home.
In other words, there is no more reincarnation.
Right. No more. We're done with this mission. Remember, you have other missions. And we won't discuss that today. All right. So very good. Thank you for that important way to kind of summarize the end of this stage of existence for all of us.
Indeed.
So with that being said, Zora, I think we are complete. That was a lot.
Yes.
And we only have, basically we have 10 minutes left. So I think this is a good time for us to be able to
let's
end our call.
Let's do a healing pulse.
Let's go ahead and do that, Zora. Yes.
Bring forth my beloved.
All right. Okay. Shavala. All right. You can begin, Zora.
And
so
we will do
a
healing pulse together.
Okay. All right. Very good, Zora. All right, Zora, you start.
I'm waiting for my beloved.
I got to get out of the way.
Indeed. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
Beloved ones, your response is 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, we receive. And from the goddess and gods of your beings, our, let's just say, pretend that I'm with you, of course, and we are always with you. And we are completely healed in every way.
Mm-hmm.
Mind, body, spirit, we are healed.
The energy
into the full
and the energy
dimension.
Is dropping into, the energy is dropping down into the crown chakra of everyone. And traveling down into what is termed the inner ear and what is termed as the behind the optical nerves of the eyes, and the healing is taking place there. And also we're backtracking a little bit back into the brain area. Anyone who has issues with the brain, such as parasites, or you know, attached to the brain stem. All of that is being rectified right now and removed, and that is done. The energy is now going into behind the optical nerves of the eyes to eliminate glaucoma, to eliminate cataracts, to eliminate what is called macular degeneration. That is all being taken care of right now. You are healed. Your inner ear is healed. You now have full access to your hearing. Your hearing is normal, so be it. And the energy is now dropping down into the mouth area, upper and lower palates, behind the sinuses, and area that all those areas for breathing is all being rectified and healed. And, of course, the upper and lower palates of the mouth are also being healed. For anyone who has issues in that area, teeth, gums, and all of this being healed as we speak. What is going in, energy is dropping down into what is termed into the shoulders, into what you call your rotator cups on both sides, and your arms, down the arms. Pausing at the elbow and then dropping down into the forearm and down into what is called the wrist area and the hands. And then the energy is also going down into the lungs of the body and into the heart of the body, the heart-mind, all being rectified and re-energized. And your lungs are also being restored completely. Restored by recreation. For those of you who have one lung, you now have two. For those of you who have had issues in breathing, that has all been rectified. You're breathing 100% now. The energy is dropping downward into what is termed into the solar plexus, into the ribcage area, into your what you call your liver, your kidneys, and all areas in that area, and your bladder, your intestines, all the energy is dropping down into those areas, and down into what is called the reproductive organs, both man and woman, also being rectified and healed. Energy is dropping. You may continue, my beloved.
Indeed. Feel everyone this enormous stream
of higher fifth dimensional frequencies that has started from your crown all the way down now throughout your body into now, let's say, into your hips. And envision beautiful, this beautiful golden white light of sparkles of which you are. The sparkles of your crystalline makeup, no longer carbon-based. So the healing now is moving forward down your hips, all the way down your thighs. And just envision and feel the tingling sensations of these marvelous high frequencies of healing, all the way down, all throughout, all of your beautiful bodies, these beautiful vessels, into all of the bones and the tissues and the skin and all the nerve and all the nervous system throughout your entire body. Your full immune system is completely healed. It's been re-nourished and re-energized. All the way down to your knees, no more arthritis and no more pains at all throughout your bodies now. All the way down, the energy is sparkling throughout your thighs, and not just your thighs, down to your knees and your calves and your shins and more of the bones, and all the way down to your ankles and insteps, all the way down to your toes. Feeling your body tingling with the healing pulse of our sharing with all of you beings of love and of light. You are your crystalline bodies. You are and have always been these bodies of great love and light. And we thank you all so very much for being here and being the light workers and the way showers and the star seeds and everything else you want to call yourselves of the great, enormous love and magnificent light that you have always been. Take a deep breath in. Beautiful, beautiful love and light. And know that you are this, have always been this. And welcome to your ascension journey.
Indeed, my beloved.
And we are done. We are done, beloved Zora, my beloved. You are our beloved. Always know that we have never been separated. All of you have never been separated. We are of source, and you know this together.
Indeed.
And our call is done.
Indeed.
So be it. Have yourselves a wondrous and glorious and most loving day and moment now.
Indeed, of course.
Our call is done.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.